Amen. Shine on. You know, it was never Jesus' desire to just be known as that baby, but that he came to give us a light that we could shine on. I remember that the 10 meetings last year, Rick Rhodes had talked about, I think it was Rick Rhodes, was talking about the seven, was it the seven I Am's or the seven names of Jesus in the New Testament or whatever. The only one that we now own is let there be, or that we are the light. I wish I could remember, but that one thing stuck to me, that Jesus was when he was here, but the one thing he did pass on was that we would be a light. We're to be a city on a hill that cannot be hid. And that is us, the church, this morning. So when we were in the Florida Crusade the one day, I needed to go over across the road to the Walmart for a battery or something. And I was just praying that morning, and just there was some desires in my heart that I, you know, wanted to see come to pass, or just different things that I was praying about, different desires in my heart. And as I was walking across the parking lot, you know, he just reminded me, how does that come to pass? So anyway, I used my smartphone and looked up that verse, give thee desires of thine heart, because I wasn't quite sure where it was. But anyway, I began to read that chapter, and I just was so blessed by these. I'm going to read the first 10 verses of Psalms 37. It says, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. So I was blessed by this. And there's five words here that I looked up just to kind of maybe help me understand it better. But fret not. It's simply fretting means like to be hot or furious, according to the Strong's. So I guess I really had to check my heart, especially like how often do we become kind of discontented, and even to the point where maybe it stirs up our hearts against what's going on. It says against evildoers, or because of evildoers, we kind of can get sometimes a little worked up. And I think if we focus there, eventually it will create an anger or whatever inside of us. But it says, they're going to be cut off like the grass. And I guess I was challenged by that. Like, do we care about them? Or is it just like, well, it's good for them? Or like, do we actually have a heart to see them maybe get changed? Or would we desire that? Or is it kind of like, you know, we just can't wait to get rid of them so we can do our thing? Maybe it's more for us than it is for anybody. You know, when we face challenges and... but the next one was trust. Trust in the Lord and do good. And I think that's... I think that's where my problem was. You know, I was not trusting God with just whatever... just with my heart was anxious, and there was things that I saw in my heart that I wasn't excited about, or I mean, I was. It caused me to, you know, I just at times I get discouraged at what's still inside me, and I think it was the Lord was just reminding me that we need to delight ourselves in Him. And if we delight ourselves in Him, I could just, if we delight ourselves in Him, some of this stuff would just go away, I think. And maybe those desires, you almost forget about your desires. It's just, you'd just be delighting in Him. And we would just not think too much else. It would be whatever we do or think about, we would be delightful because of who He is. But then, and I don't think it's just a chance that these words are in this order. I think, you know, when we begin to trust Him, it brings a delight. I believe when we begin to trust in Him and when we begin to delight in Him, we just naturally, we're going to commit our ways to Him. And I guess I was, committing is to pledge or bind or to be dedicated. And I think if there's anything that I would probably want to see different as a whole in the church would be this, just commitment to each other. It just seems like there's a lot of commitment lacking. People just going about their own thing and just, you know, they're in the church, but that's about all you hear. And I've seen this a lot. Just kind of, I feel like, you know, if we commit our ways to God, and I know this is a place I have struggled with in the past, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years or whatever it is just totally committing myself to God and what I feel, you know, He wants me to do. And it begins a challenge to actually walk out what He wants of us. If we're committed, whether good or bad, it just makes it a lot easier to walk. And the last one is then resting. We just, you know, when we commit our ways to Him, and we're just completely at rest with whatever happens. That is when we have true rest. So that's just encouragement that I have this morning from the Word. Just a few other things from our tour here that I want to share yet was. The days off, there was a couple days that we had days off. Mondays often we didn't have a service unless it was a banquet. And I don't think we ever, actually we might have one Saturday night, but then we didn't have any services Sunday. But I know those days off, we tried to be very intentional, you know, that we reconnect or not just go about our day of just doing whatever needs or whatever we think of or whatever, but to actually focus. And which I did share the one day we went to Niagara Falls. One of the other days we spent at our cabin in Dauphin County. It was our, we had a Sunday night service in Mifflinburg. And then we had to be at Shady Maple for Tuesday night. So we just went to our cabin and it was just a good time, just relaxing, connecting. And then another one was between the Florida Crusade and our Christmas tour, we spent a day at the office. And just, there's a few things that were broken in the RV, and I just needed to do some repairs, and laundry is an ongoing thing in our RV usually. We never get done with laundry. And so it was just different things like that that we were able to get recharged. But overall, the last 2 months, we did almost 11,000 miles. And it was just, thank God for safety. Barbie Ann did do probably 3 or 4 hours in that time, I'm not sure. But just always just a blessing to have someone else to take the wheel for about an hour or two and just allow my mind and my eyes to just rest from being focused on the road. It's very tiring sometimes to drive 5, 6, 7 hours in a day. But just so grateful for a church to come home to, a church that we're excited about, a church that we can actually come home and we're excited. There's no challenge coming back to our children reconnecting. It's just a blessing, and also just to for your prayers and support and while we're going. We miss you guys usually, but I know, like, especially in the banquet tour, we were most Sundays, like I said, we had two services, but we did connect a few times. The both the Sundays that we didn't have anything, we logged into church at Cross Keys. However, it was a little challenging, and we didn't have the best service. I'm not quite sure, but it was good to be able to have that a privilege, or that, you know, if we needed it or whatever. I mean, we need it all the time, but it was just neat to have that connection, to be able to do that. And actually listen in on the service. So, yeah, just thank you. God bless you. We look forward to being at home for a couple months. I think that's all I have this morning.